You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to a complex series of episodes. Just kidding. Simple episode, but I know there's a lot going on in the world right now, and hopefully we can help you plow through that information with a strategic plan moving forward of how to handle what's going on in the world right now. But grateful to be here as always, but even more grateful to be sitting in a non-social distancing approved distance from Rob right now, but I'm very grateful to be here with him and very grateful to be here with you.
Me as well. Feels like it's been a while, and a lot has happened, to say the least, since we were in these chairs previously. But yeah, I think we're going to go through some interesting things today, hopefully some stuff that will help you in some small way. I mean, obviously, there's so much more than two guys sitting in some chairs doing a podcast can help with, but maybe we can encourage you, maybe we can give you some ideas on how to go out and continue learning during this challenging time. And in any case, and hopefully maybe still entertain you a little bit, because I think we could all use a little bit of laughter during this crazy time as well. So thank you for being with us. We really, really appreciate it. And please keep those questions coming in. I don't know, maybe sometimes challenges like this, they cause us to think in different ways, and they cause us to have some perspectives that maybe we didn't have before, and those can lead to questions that you might not have thought of previously. And so if that happens, don't be ashamed of those questions. Embrace those questions and then send them into us, and then let's talk about it, because I think that could help a lot of people in this crazy time.
Yeah, I agree 100%. And I think what we're going to do here is really talk about how this is a great opportunity. This is a great opportunity if everyone is taking 2 weeks to pretty much isolate themselves. You know, you could be like a lot of people and be in a constant state of stress, a constant state of fear, or you could be increasing your education versus entertainment fraction or percentage, meaning how many hours of education versus how many hours of entertainment. Because there's a great opportunity for business owners, whether you're in a drone business or an online business, or even if you're, you know, you have a brick and mortar, this is a great time. I know it's going to be stressful financially for a lot of people, but it's also a great time to hunker down, learn, create more autonomous systems to make your business more efficient, to make it easier to take on more work. That way you can make more money. And not only that, this whole virus might actually be a phenomenal opportunity for drone pilots. As in fact, let me go ahead and grab the information. We've had a couple pilots reach out to us on Instagram and give us some great information about how drone jobs are really ticking up. In fact, from one of our friends at Sky High Boise, he says, working in insurance as an adjuster for the past 8 years, I have noticed an increasing interest and demand for inspections utilizing UAS. With the increasing uncertainty of the COVID-19 virus, many people who file claims for insurance inspections are preferring the use of UAS for data acquisition to limit exposure. Personally, I have seen the weekly inspection count from around 15 inspections increasing to 35, 40. Drones allow us to efficiently inspect and aggregate data to make informed decisions. A drone is another tool in the tool belt. They allow us to keep safety and health of both operator and the insured intact. So, You know, you might want to be practicing your drone skills, because who knows, the U.S. government might be calling on you to be delivering a toilet paper with that M600.
Funny, but not funny.
I think it's funny.
No.
You can either be lighthearted or not. It's your
call. I don't mean it that way. I mean, it could actually be real.
For sure.
It's not just a joke, is what I'm saying.
Do you remember all the stories that Haya and I did during the coronavirus in China, how drones were being used to spray disinfectant, drones were being used to deliver food? You know, it's just funny because they have you know, a type of government that's completely different from ours, yet they're utilizing drones in a much freer, open way, which is just fascinating in itself. But that being said, again, this is a great opportunity to better yourself. So in this episode, we're not going to be answering a question. I don't know if you mentioned that. We're not going to be answering a question. We're going to just be going over what our plans are for Drone U so that you understand what you can expect from us. And because everyone's going to be having a lot of time on their hands, you know, Drone U is actually very well positioned because we have been, you know, really going frantic with class production. And it makes me wonder now, asking Howell, if we can get that solar inspection class out there, which is a mix of thermal and EO information utilizing Raptor maps. It took us a long time to make that class, but it's probably one of the best classes we've ever made. So in this wake of what's going on, we are going to be hosting a webinar series. And we're hosting a webinar series for a very particular reason, because we're going to be offering some of our classes live, literally live streamed over Zoom, our platform that we've been using for years now, to do live streaming classes. So our brand new search and rescue disaster relief class, we just gave the first one in Dallas a couple weeks ago. Wow, the response from that was incredible. The surveys coming back are incredible. So what we're going to do is we're going to have a webinar later this week. In fact, which
tomorrow.
Day? Tomorrow.
Well, I guess it depends on when this actually gets out, but it's on
Wednesday.
March 18th.
Awesome. So we're going to be having a webinar and really telling a story of how certain programs are used to solve problems with search and rescue, with disaster relief. We're not just going over one software. The webinar is really focused on the what can be done. Let's show you what's going on with this software, why it's useful in real time. And then what we're going to be doing is offering a live streaming discount to do a live class with that. Look, we don't have that class online. We haven't produced it yet. So why not just produce it live in front of you, where you guys can be a part of the class production? You can see everything that's going into it. You can even, you know, provide feedback and whatnot. Imagine that you are literally attending a class, but in your boxers at home in front of your computer, snacking on those Cheez-Its. So
that sounds pretty good.
So the whole idea here is that in an effort to bolster the content that we already have, which, by the way, guys, if you haven't checked out that new aerial photography class that Vic did, it's phenomenal. I mean, I even watched it again. If you don't want to have to worry about competition because you take the best photos, and it's one of those things where people just know you're the best, then you have to take that class. It's free to members. But, you know, this is such a great time to just add small little tools in the tool belt that could really help you overcome your competition. And it just makes you start thinking, right? If everyone is going to have 2 weeks off,
and or maybe more,
and you're not learning and you're not bettering yourself, what is your competition doing? What are new people doing? Why aren't you bettering yourself? Why aren't you bettering the position that you're in? Other people are going to be doing it. Why aren't you doing it? So after we have the search and rescue class, what's the other class that we're going to be giving out? I forgot the list, because I know that we're going to be doing a couple of things, a couple of different webinars, but I'm really excited about this. So Rob, besides, you know, the search and rescue, which is essentially basic mapping that goes into a couple of different Pix4D products, also goes into another piece of software. It's going to be about a 9-hour long class. We're having the webinar tomorrow. We're going to offer a special deal in the webinar, or maybe you're seeing this today, special deal in the webinar. Check it out for that class. But we'll also be offering a discount on 3 months of membership. So if you're not a member and you want to get access to these 40 or 50, I don't even know how many classes there are now, to really speed up the process of you bettering yourself, this is the time. This is the time to take advantage.
Yeah, it absolutely is. The other classes that we were talking about was something with Vic.
That's right. I want him to do the new in-person aerial photography class, but we have to confirm with him that he's on board with doing that.
That he's available.
Yeah.
And wasn't there something else that you were going to do with PJ besides this one coming up next Friday? Maybe not.
I'm not sure.
We talked about doing something from a business perspective, marketing and ops, essentially.
Was the business class.
Systems.
Automation, marketing.
Yes. Yeah. And also, systems and just kind of how to think about some of these things and the psychology of why you set up systems and how. And how that impacts the work that you do and the way that your clients respond to you. I mean, there's a lot of depth that we can go into with some of that stuff.
Yeah, no, there really is a lot of depth. But here's the idea is that we really have to focus on how can we help people now. And yeah, we talked about doing the aerial photography class and the business class after the SAR public safety stuff. So this is going to be really exciting. I'm excited about it because you know what? Droney is well positioned. A lot of other companies are not, but we're well positioned to help people right now. And the ability to truly help people and further advance the Droney community beyond the community outside of that. Wow. What? It's just huge power. Huge power.
Yeah.
So anyway, long story short is also we have some news about the fly-in. Rob, the fly-in, August 4th and 5th. I know that we're going to have to be canceling the in-person business class. I'm already aware of that. But what else are we going to be doing for the fly-in?
Well, we're definitely going to be doing that. We're going to, so we were going to have a conference for our Droney Elite pilots. And so we're going to have to postpone that. We'll be letting everybody know before this goes out. I would hate for people to find some of these things out via the podcast. We are going to be, so we're going to be reaching out to those. Obviously, there's not been anybody that's really signed up in a few weeks, again, for obvious reasons. But for those that have, if you happen to be listening, we're going to be reaching out to you with some really phenomenal offers in terms of how you can use your investment in the fly-in for value with DroneU down the road. And it's not going to be forced, but there's going to be some tremendous value for you to be patient with things to work out. And we'll get more details out to those folks here very, very soon. So I think those are the big things. Unfortunately, the business class is going to have to be canceled. And one of the reasons for that, in terms of sort of how we're thinking about this stuff, is the business class was, of course, indoors, right? Whereas everything else that we're doing with the fly-in is out in the middle of nowhere. It's going to be a very small group. I think we're talking less than 10 people at this point. And it's either going to be on a field flying for flight mastery, or it's going to be out doing the challenges, which is the creative and the technical challenges. And so it's just going to be, and the reality is we've committed, and the kind of the venue that we've chosen doesn't give us very much flexibility at all. So we're sort of stuck. There's the good news is that it's the Netflix location. The bad news is that it's the Netflix location because it's so busy and they're always recording. It's actually amazing as I think about it, that we were able to get a weekend out of them in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So just know that we're very sensitive to the issues going around. We feel like we can do it in a safe way, but if that changes, we'll change our minds and we'll postpone or cancel or whatever we need to do. But right now we feel like we're going to be okay as long as we make some fairly significant adjustments.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of adjustments, which is why we're also kind of asking for your grace. And we're asking for a lot because obviously it puts us in a tough spot. But as long as we have, well, now we know we're going to have a group less than 50 people. At first it wasn't going to be that way, but we still qualify to at least have the event, which is nice. It won't really be an event. It'll really be more like a drone venture with probably 24 people, myself and you included.
Yeah, I don't think we'll have that many. I think we'll have 10 to 15 total.
Wow.
But anyways, for those that can make it, for those that are within driving distance, I highly doubt anybody will fly in. In fact, if you're planning to fly in, I almost recommend that you don't do that. We'll figure out something for you. But those that can drive in, and there are quite a few around the region that can do so.
Yep.
We'll try to make some lemonade out of these lemons, to sound very cliche.
Again, though, it's all a matter of perspective, right? If you are one of the people where you have stock of food and water and whatnot, this is, again, just an awesome opportunity to relax, get some rest, recharge, learn, work on your business. How many times in a decade do you get 2 weeks off and everyone else is off where you get to actually like, okay, let me work on my business instead of working in my business? I think that if a lot of business owners right now are like, well, I never really get to work on my business because I'm always doing so much stuff, right? This is a good opportunity.
It is.
I know that not everyone will have that opportunity, and we're trying to remain positive here in the wake of what's going on. So, do give us some grace as we give you grace as well. While you're out there, stay strong, get a mask. Wash your hands. I mean, this is something like we've been kind of prepared for this for, I would say, 2.5 months. here at Drone U, at least with all the talk that's going on. And by the way, if you want news that will actually give you time to prepare, listen to the financial news and not everything else. You might find more time to prep the family and make sure that everything is all good.
Yeah, I kind of actually want to push the Macro Voices podcast.
Let's push it. Eric Townsend, you're the man. Patrick Serezna, you're the man. Juliet DeClercq, you're the ma'am. All right? You guys are awesome.
And there are many others. Yeah.
Even Ongood, in his Instagram story, he literally like blasted Macro Voices. And he's like, everyone needs to listen to this. Because Macro Voices has been like, don't listen to the numbers of confirmed cases, because two things are happening. One, there's only like 800 tests in the country. Number
there's
two,
more than that now, but there, yeah.
Now, yeah. We're talking about
a few days ago, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. And then two, people are only going to the hospital and these confirmed cases because they're like in dire straits. So if you don't think about how many people are spreading it, then, you know, you're foolish. So that being said, Macro Voices is a podcast. Look, I just have to say this really fast, Rob, because you have a financial education background. I didn't. I still don't. My international finance, whatever it is, from Charles University doesn't count. So
sure does. Not counts really, for something.
Not really. It accounts for how to sell the pub crawl.
Well, anyway. Don't do that right now, yeah. By the way. No pub crawls.
Yeah, no pub crawls. That's a joke for another time. Anyway, long story short is, I started watching CNBC when I was like 20 years old, and I had no idea what anything meant at all ever. But I knew that if I just immersed myself in it, just like a language, that over time I would pick things up. Well, in the last, 10 years, I've picked up a lot, and obviously I've picked up a lot from Rob, but Macro Voices is like a notch above, CNBC, because I've only been listening to that for a year and a half, and it was really hard to listen to them and understand what was going on at first. Mm. But over time, again, immersing myself, learning what's going on, understanding what's good, it really, allows you to further understand what's going on, at least to the extent where you can make some big decisions. And I mean, like, it's funny. I just have to say this really quick. The financial information that I learned in that show paired with Rob actually helped us save a student's retirement account.
this is a great story.
Yeah,
I love it.
We were literally just in Austin and a student was like, yeah, you saved my retirement. I'm like, what? Like, what are you talking about? And he says, oh, well, long story short is, back in Austin in, what was that, December or November, he was like, you were mentioning, the long vol strategy, the TVIX. And he said, I asked my broker and the broker was like, no, we're not in that, whatever. And he's like, and then, a couple weeks later, I'm talking to the broker again, or his friends who were brokers. And they're like, oh yeah, we're all in the TVIX. We're all in long vol strategy now, blah, blah, blah. Well, he essentially sold off his retirement account, put a good portion in a long vol strategy.
Which, by the way, is quite risky.
Yes.
I mean,
very, 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 very risky. Clear
and expensive in terms of carrying costs, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All things I don't know about. That being said, he saved, and then I can't remember if he said he doubled or tripled his retirement because of me, but he said, Paul, I owe you my retirement, and I really appreciate that.
Yeah, that's awesome. I really, really love that story. And so just really quick, since we're kind of pushing the Macro Voices podcast, Eric Townsend is the host, Patrick Serezna is the, I guess they both kind of like us. But what it's essentially a financial show for sophisticated investors, and it's from a very macro perspective. So they have guests on generally once a week, although they've been doing a lot more, and he's been doing special bonus podcasts for probably, 4, 5, 6 months now. So it ends up being two, three a week. And now it's probably 5, 6, 7 a week because he's covering the coronavirus so closely. But they do a great job of having really smart people from all over the world explain from a macro perspective what's going on in the financial markets. It's phenomenal. We're talking commodities. We're talking currencies. We're talking bonds. It's really, really great. And so I hope they appreciate us giving them this pub, whether they know it or not, I don't know.
I have to go change my review too, because I wrote him a pretty crappy review.
Oh, I know why.
Yeah, when what was Dr. Pippa Malmgren was like talking about the drone industry.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, no, you have no idea what you're talking about. Like,
and I think she actually does.
She knows She knows enough to be dangerous.
She owns a company that's doing some pretty sophisticated stuff, but we don't need to get into that.
No one's heard of. Anyway.
That's probably right. By design.
It probably is by design. And her company is probably trying to come up with the United Kingdom DJI response right now. I mean, that's what she said on the show that they're planning on doing.
That?
Well, without naming DJI.
Right.
I mean, she painted the picture. Oh, like,
well,
you know,
more power to her.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? If she does it, great. But yeah. There were a lot of things that she was saying that I was like, that's not true.
Well, yeah. Okay.
Anyway.
People probably do that to us every day.
All the time. There's no way to be right all the time.
No.
And I don't want to be right all the time. It doesn't make it any fun.
That's right.
Anyway, okay, guys, that's going to do it for our show today. In the wake of coronavirus in these 2 weeks, just remember, you're going to see emails from us on the fly-in. Join us for a webinar series. We're going to have a webinar each Thursday for the next couple weeks. And then we're going to be having live classes on the following Fridays after that. So make sure to check them out. They're going to be a couple $100 each, depending on the content. It is going to be 9 hours live with us. So if you've ever wanted to, you know, have like a 30-minute break period of lunch and you can just ask us anything, that is going to be the time to do it. So, I mean, this is all access pass to Paul and Rob, which I know that sounds really egotistical, but there's a lot of people who really would just love 10 minutes to ask a question.
Well, and beyond that, it's going to be other people that are part of our community. I mean, of the Drone U team that are going to be part of this as well. What's up?
Ideas just hit me like a ton of bricks. We got to go.
Every day. Every freaking day. But anyways, I do want to just finish by saying this. These are tough times, and I just really, really hope that we will all remain calm. We will have each other's backs. We will be resisting cynicism as much as possible. I know we come from all different walks of life, all different party affiliations. None of that matters right now. We're all human beings, and I really, 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 really hope that we can just love on each other, care for each other, sacrifice for each other. Yes, we are all going to be fighting for that last roll of toilet paper on some level. You know what? I saw a story about a picture of a gentleman handing an older gentleman the last package of toilet paper in the store. Some of you may have seen that. It touched me, and I hope that that is the posture that we take during this time. My fear is that there is just so much I got to get mine that this turns into a really, really, really negative time, and it doesn't have to be that way. So at least the DroneU community, let's be the ones that are pushing forward positive attitudes and change. Thank you for letting me get on this soapbox. God bless.
Well, you know what, Rob? Driving into the studio today, I thought a lot about how I've been rather negative in regards to some of the older population. And as you know, generalizing about any group of people is really not good. And I really thought deeply about like how I've been like, oh, the geriatrics unwilling to change, like blah, 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 blah. Well, I deeply hope that some of them are willing to change because some of the modern technology could save their lives as far as ordering online, as far as Amazon, as far as whatnot. And then this morning, like as I went into the grocery store, like the butt crack of dawn, just like you did, to grab some stuff. And I just saw all these old people, and there was an army veteran in front of me, you know, literally paying with his groceries, like the last of his cash in his wallet. And I like almost pulled my wallet out and paid for him. I didn't, but it just made me think, man, we really need to give some grace to our elders. And then some guy the guy he was talking to almost runs a biker off the road as he's like aggressively driving down tramway. And I was just like, it was just a struggle that you are going to see people act nefariously, and you have to be the change you wish to see.
Mm-hmm.
You have to lead from example by example.
Yeah, just remember that, and Paul and I were talking about this on our walk this morning, that there's the IQ that everybody knows about, but there's the EQ. So it's the emotional side of that, and there are a lot of people that, you know what, we're dealing with a lot of fearful people right now, and for very valid reasons. And I guess I would just say, show those people grace. An old friend of mine just told me something a long time ago. I might have mentioned this in a previous podcast. I don't know. But when someone is just acting in a way that is frustrating you or even upsetting you and you just want to lash out, just remember that you don't know what that person has just gone through, what they've found out. And I don't even need to throw out examples. You guys can come up with your own examples, but just be mindful of that. And I could go on and on about this because it's so, I'm so passionate about it. And I just know that we can be sort of leaders in that regard of, you know, one of the things that our community is doing, our neighborhood, is it's reaching out to the elderly people in the neighborhood and saying, look, if you need anything, and most of them, they're not asking for us to go buy stuff for them. They're just saying, could you just go to the store for me? Like, I don't want to be exposed to the community in any way. And then literally there was a news story about this, and this is happening in our neighborhood as well. People are going, buying the groceries, whatever they need, putting it on their doorstep, leaving it there, letting them know it's there. They come out, they get it, and there's a safe way to do this, right? So think about those things. And
think about how you would feel if you were in that position. Because I had to ask myself that this morning.
It's an important question. Yeah.
It is. We're all humans, guys and girls. We're all humans.
Yeah. So thank you for letting us go off on this kind of stuff. It's important.
It is important. That's going to do it for us today. We'll get back into the questions for the next show. Thanks again for being with us. Thanks again for being a part of the community. And thanks for being and representing what the community represents, which is integrity, valor, righteousness, but doing it for the right reasons. Okay. Anyway, that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
This is Ask Drone You.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.